What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
Twilight.
Okay. Now, before twilight, what time of day would you say it is? Like, from, say, 6 o'clock in the morning until noon is morning, and then from noon to 5 o'clock is what time of day?
It's afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? Somebody might say, I got up this morning before.
Before sunrise?
Okay. So, and then the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's?
Sunset.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
Pleasant, I would say. I don't know. Or,
well, what's another expression for getting better that you apply to the weather?
Speak it out, I
go. Go ahead.
Clearing up.
Oh, clearing up.
Okay.
Excuse me, I was on that.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A downpour, I would.
Okay. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
A mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Lighted, is it?
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
That's what you call lighted. Lighted, isn't it?
Okay. Well, now, some people make a distinction between the little tiny slivers and the chips. Do you, or would you just call them?
Well, the chips are,
yeah, some people
kindling,
say,
yeah.
Well, now, would kindling be the chips?
No, the kindling is what we call the lighted, which you chip up.
Uh-huh.
Splinters, my dad used to call it. Lighted splinters.
Well, now, that's, if you can think of things like that, that's interesting, too.
Well, that's what he used to call them.
What do you call a great big piece of furniture where clothes are hung up?
Wardrobe. Okay. Is that right?
Yeah, uh-huh, that's fine. And what about, a little room where you can hang up clothes? It's kind of a wardrobe built into the wall.
Closet.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Weatherboarding.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Awning.
The
porch?
Yeah.
Veranda, some people call veranda, some porch.
And, well now, a porch, is a porch the same thing as a veranda? Or are they,
yes,
different?
It would be, isn't it? Isn't the porch and the veranda the same thing?
What's the difference?
A veranda isn't covered, is it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I always say porch,
veranda.
I don't really know.
I thought it was more or less like a patio.
Well, I don't know. I've heard the porch called veranda, uh-huh, and I've heard called a porch, but it may be the right one would be without a top.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, what would you call a small porch that doesn't have any roof on it? Like, just maybe a slab of concrete in the back?
That's a patio, isn't it? Or would that be,
yeah,
a patio?
That could be a patio, but I'm thinking more of a
stoop?
Yeah.
Well, a stoop,
yeah,
has a, I thought a stoop had a...
does it have a porch?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I thought it had a cover.
No, cover. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
We always called it a lot. Was that what you called it, a lot?
I don't know. Now there, I couldn't answer a question. I've never lived on a farm in my life. I wouldn't know.
Wasn't that what the farmers called,
yeah,
it, lots?
Uh-huh. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A what?
A wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones.
Oh, shoot.
That'd be fine, yeah.